Change your thought and you change your world. Change your thought and you change your world. From a BBC Newsbeat report, we read this idea. The reason we can't resist a puppy dog's eyes is explained. They're said to be man's best friend. Now we know why, and that's all down to the irresistible puppy dog eyes. Scientists say that when an owner looks into its pet's eyes, it can lead to an increase in the hormone which ignites the feeling of love. A study claiming gazing causes oxytocin to spike. One of the hormone's main jobs is to help a parent bond with their child, so it can be produced when a mother breastfeeds or looks at her baby. Oxytocin has been observed in both dogs and people when they take part in activities like petting or playing. Experts think the bond between a dog and its owners probably developed after human beings domesticated dogs. The new research, which was carried out by scientists in Japan and published in the journal Science, involved two experiments. Experiment one, researchers had the pleasant task of collecting urine from a group of dogs and from their owners before and after a 30-minute interaction. The sample showed that those who gazed at each other most experienced the biggest surge of oxytocin in their urine. Experiment two, researchers sprayed oxytocin into a group of noses and found female dogs stared longer at their owners afterwards. The gazing also increased the owners' levels of oxytocin. Scientists who worked on this study say it highlights the benefits of gazing at your pet instead of simply telling your pet what to do. A good point here now. Scientists who worked on the study say it highlights the benefits of gazing at your pet instead of simply telling your pet what you want it to do. They also investigated whether oxytocin levels would increase when hand-raised wolves interacted with a known human. But the wolves only had a gaze with the humans for a few seconds. Now, this is what it works. It works on a puppy. It works on mothers and children. It works on any type of relationship that we have. But what is this oxytocin all about? Do you have irresistible eyes? Do you have the ability to do those things? Do you have the ability to be that wonderful being that you are? And the answer, of course, is yes. But it's up to you. It's up to you to decide whether that is what you want to do or not. What is it that's important to you? What is it that's important to you? You have to decide. What is it that's important to you? And when you decide what's important to you, then all things start making sense to you. All things start working out harmoniously for you. All things start being exactly what you want them to be. Now, what do you want them to be? What do you want these things to happen for you? What sort of oxytocin attitudes are you going to have in your life and your body? What are you going to have? What are you going to experience? Do you know what it's going to be? You have to decide. You have to decide whether it's going to be something important or something unimportant. It's just a matter of your choice. And when you make that choice, then you're having something fantastic going on in your world. You're having something utterly amazing going on in your world. Now, think about it just for a minute. You would like to change your thought, and you'd like to change your world. This is what Norman Vincent Peale said so many years ago. Change your thought, and you change your world. Now, Are you ready to have your world be changed? Are you ready to have your experiences be changed? Are you ready to have everything about you be a new example of peace and love and harmony and goodness? Are you ready for that? Because it happens whether you like it or not. It happens whether you're ready or not. If you're going to look into the eyes of your puppy dog and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, the oxytocin pours out of your consciousness into the consciousness of the dog, and the dog's consciousness comes to you. You look in your dog's eyes, and your dog says, oh, my master. You look in your child's eyes, and the child says, mommy. And your child looks in your eyes, and the child says, oh, how great that is. You look in your child's eyes, and you say, my sweet loved one, my sweet angel. You look in your husband's eyes or your wife's eyes, and what do you see? You see the oxytocin flowing back and forth. That's what it is. It's a hormone. It's natural. It creates that bonding image, that bonding activity for us. It creates the activity of bringing out whatever we bond with in our world. If we bond with happiness, ho-ho, the oxytocin goes to work and says, wow, 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 let's do it. If we bond with unhappiness, then the oxytocin goes to work and says, fuck, done, over, end, nothing. No bonding, no closing in, only closing in on unhappiness. Now, wow, what a miserable thing to do. Who needs unhappiness in their life? Who needs anything in their life that's going to bring them something that's unpleasant? Well, not for us. We don't need to have anything in our life that brings us anything unpleasant. We can be the one who changes our thoughts and changes our world. What is it we want our world to reflect to us? Do we want the activity of this oxytocin, O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N, O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N hormone that is in us? It's the hormone of love. Do we want that to be the prominent aspect of our being that demonstrates itself in every area of our life, that brings to us happiness, that brings a mother, child, a husband, wife, a dog and its master, a cat and its master? Hey, yes, a lion. Yes, we've seen trainers, lovers in the jungle, working with lions and tigers and all sorts of creatures, and they're all responsive to this oxytocin, the hormone of love. When a trainer, a master, works with any type of wild animal or any type of domesticated animal, they respond to that. Now, the wild animal takes a little more oxytocin to bring it around to being a peaceful being. But that's only because we have had the image in our mind that it is not a peaceful being. Now, let's get rid of that image. Let's start having in our consciousness that it is beautiful, it is wonderful, it is fantastic, it is marvelous now. And as we have that feeling in us that it is marvelous now, change your thought, you change your world. Change your thought and you change your world. So my thought about everything is, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. Yes, yes. Yes, everything's going my way. The oxytocin is shining out of me and shining out of everyone else that I shine it to. I change my thought and I change my world. And my world is a reflection of the goodness, the happiness, the peace, the love, the marvelous faculties that I am. And that's all that it matters. Today, change your thought to change your world and watch the miracle of that fact take place in your life. The miracle of that hormone oxytocin pouring out of your being and pouring out of all of life in your world, bringing you a happy, 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 happy world. I love you. 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 I love you.